Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. Jason, did I enter a time warp? Is it December? We're doing two-man shows? What's going on here? What's happening?
It's rare that we do two-man shows.
That is true.
In March. Yep. I don't know how that worked out.
Well, here's what happened. JP's on vacation in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And EB's on the road watching his son play lacrosse.
Well, I know, but usually what Drabby does is he asks people for their vacay weeks to request days off.
Yeah.
And then if they conflict and there's two guys off during the week, Drabby says, no.
Right.
He Dikembe's them.
Yeah.
But I guess
it's all good. We've done this rodeo many, many times.
CK approved this. There's just some things that we don't have much control over. And we try not to do remote broadcast shows from conference rooms, stuff like that anymore. Right.
Why don't we try and do that more? What's wrong with that?
Comrexes, people from remote locations.
The kibosh was put on. I think the word was
I mean,
abused.
Finley does it like 4 days a week.
Yeah, but Finley's working when he's doing it.
I know. I actually asked CK because I thought about going down to see one of the Virginia Tech women's tournament games.
Okay, right.
Because they were playing a castle down there the first two rounds.
Yep.
Glad I didn't because they lost to Baylor in the second game. But I told CK, hey, I'm thinking about going down there. You want me to just do a remote from the hotel?
What was his response?
He goes, no. He goes, just take a vacay day. I said, I'm not taking a vacay day. Just to go see a hoops game.
Understood. Makes sense.
But so, Drabby, that's the kibosh was put on that?
Yeah, probably about 6 months ago. I think guys were doing, not necessarily on our show, maybe between both stations, guys were doing beach shows and shows from Sandbar or whatever.
Beach show
it was.
Sounds amazing.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, just pull up the world's longest extension cord, bring your comrades out to your beach chair, and just broadcast.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Sounds like an amazing deal.
Or from some sort of a tiki bar. A pool bar.
Could do that.
I think someone may have gone on, did shows from vacation, and then went on vacation immediately after that. I think that was the final straw.
that was the boiling point. For CK. Yeah. So it is an open line Thursday.
Happy opening day, by the way.
Happy opening day. Yep. So, of course, the Nationals will be taking on the Reds in Cincinnati. 4:10 first pitch. You can hear pregame coverage 30 minutes before that, of course, here on 106.7 The Fan. You think that might be the biggest story. It's not. you also might think Jaden Daniels, pro day in Baton Rouge, with all the Commanders brass in tow. You might think that's the biggest story of the day. Well, that's been bumped because the biggest story of the day.
Sweet 16, not the biggest story.
Sweet 16, I don't even think makes the list of biggest stories of the day, at least here locally. Your biggest story du jour, that means of the day in French, because I'm very well steeped in foreign languages, is that the Caps and Wizards and Monumental have reached the deal to stay in D.C. The dalliance with Northern Virginia is officially dead. It's over. Caps and Wizards and the district agree to terms. They're staying in Capital One Arena, baby.
Monumental move turns into monumental stay.
And that is correct.
And I was talking to Drabby yesterday on text, just kind of trying to finalize some guests for today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we had a couple guys booked for, you know, sometime during the show.
Right.
And he goes, hold on. He just texted me, wait, hold on.
Yeah, pump the brakes.
And I didn't know what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sent me a text, looks like Mayor Bowser wants to come on because Monumental ain't going nowhere.
Right.
So, yeah, that's...
Now, we don't have her booked at this point, but we're efforting. There's effort going on.
Yeah, I know.
To potentially get Mayor Bowser on the show today to talk about the deal between Monumental Sports, where they're going to pony up, I believe the number I saw was $515 million. I heard her say $500 million in one of the press clips to keep Capital One Arena, the home of the Caps and Wizards, to help modernize the arena over the next few years. So a deal has been struck. Everybody was happy out on the court yesterday during the press conference. Caps and Wizards staying in the district.
So Ted Leonsis had that huge press conference, I don't know, a couple months ago with Governor Youngkin, and all the press was there, and everyone was excited.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor from Alexandria, all the people were there.
Right. All the people were there, yeah.
Right? There was hundreds of people.
All the people, look at you.
We're going to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Youngkin comes up. Everyone's going to create all these jobs and all these economic benefits. We're going. Not going at all.
Not the case. Right. Not happening.
Remember how happy Leonsis was taking all the photos and laughing with Youngkin?
Mm-hmm. Yucking it up.
And then yesterday he's doing the same thing with Bowser.
Right.
I mean, I don't get it.
Look, that's what you have to do.
I don't get it.
When you're negotiating with different municipalities and districts,
mm-hmm.
you can't burn bridges with the spot that you're already in, because as we've seen, things could fall through in your spot you're desiring to move to, which was Northern Virginia.
Yep.
It didn't work. There were political hurdles. There was public
opposition. So many political blockades. I wouldn't even call them hurdles. I think there were brick walls.
I mean,
there were 100-foot brick walls.
Probably right.
You can't get through those.
So, you don't want to leave scorched earth behind you where you've been for 20-plus years in downtown D.C. They strike a deal. And now you're going to be watching the Caps and Wizards in D.C. instead of in the
You want to hear the Alexandria mayor kind of commenting.
Yeah, you want to hear that.
Yeah.
That Wilson, right?
We participated in the legislative process in Richmond as it represented the necessary first step towards the important community conversation about this project. With stagnant revenue growth that is strained to meet the costs of education, public safety, human services, transportation, and infrastructure, that conversation would have allowed us to consider how a project of this scale could support our plans for growth and our community's future. We are disappointed that this proposal was not able to be thoughtfully considered on its merits by legislators, stakeholders, and ultimately now by our community, and instead got caught up in partisan warfare in Richmond. As a result, the City of Alexandria will no longer be considering the current proposal and will instead turn our focus to other efforts to bring quality commercial opportunities to the community in the future, to both diversify our tax base and protect our quality of life.
So that was the mayor of Alexandria commenting on the fact that the Wizards and Caps will be staying in D.C., signed a deal to stay until the year of our Lord, 2050.
Yes.
Will we be alive to see the end of that deal? We'll be 80 years old.
I hope so.
I want to personally make it to the end of their deal in D.C.
Ted said yesterday he probably won't be. I think he kind of said that.
Well, I mean, I don't know how old Ted is. He's older than we are.
He made some sort of comment like, it's for the rest of my life.
Right.
It's very, I guess, surprising that Ted didn't anticipate these political hurdles or blockades, as you like to call them.
Yeah, blockades, right. Brick walls.
Because it seemed like he was so gung-ho about it, and he was very optimistic, and it was almost like it caught him by surprise.
Yeah, I know. It's a question that I have. Maybe they just said, F it, we're going to go for it, and then we know that there has to be some sort of a vote.
That
and
maybe we could we'll bully it our way
right. Maybe we'll get lucky.
And he also might be an eternal optimist. Like in this room, there's one eternal optimist, and he's not here today. He sits in the seat.
Three negative Nellies.
Jason's left. I mean, JP's always like the guy who thinks he's going to live to 100. Things are always going to turn out for the best. Like, nothing bad is really going to happen. Like, maybe Ted has that mindset that, you know, once he gets set on something and has a goal, he usually achieves it.
They can get it through.
He's a successful person, right. So usually when he dreams up of something, it happens.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, and he had Governor Youngkin on his side, so maybe he thought, okay, well,
right. He's got some clout. Yeah.
But this General Assembly with all these, you know, there's a lot of Democrats in the General Assembly versus the governor's mansion. Maybe that was just something that they thought they could push it through. They couldn't, and he definitely wanted some money. I don't know if that's the amount he wanted, but he got $515 million. He got an additional 200,000 square feet, I think, at the Gallery Place building, which is adjacent to the arena.
200K of square feet. I wasn't sure exactly where that was.
I think it's the Gallery Place building.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're going to do there, but he got a lot more. He got a bigger footprint, got more money, and so they're not going anywhere. Yes, Drebby.
Well, there's in 2050, the two words I don't want to hear is Potomac Yard. Yeah. That is where it's so embarrassing now.
It's where arena dreams go to die.
Two sports owners and governors have come out there and stamped and said, we're moving here, and it falls apart in an embarrassing fashion.
I am not a Virginia resident. What is so special about Potomac Yard? Can anybody tell me?
The location is amazing.
It's right on the river.
Okay. It's right on the river. It's just outside of the city. It's basically in the city.
Right.
Across the river is the city.
This is a dumb question, but it has to be asked by me because I don't live in the Commonwealth.
It's an affluent area.
What is sitting on Potomac Yard right now?
Shopping center, the Virginia Tech campus.
The Amazon. It was supposed to be a bigger complex, but they ran out of money or something.
But there's there's a big chunk of like vacant land there.
Yeah, there used to be a movie theater.
Maybe, I haven't been there in a long time.
Like the whole thing they were talking about is we're going to have 12 acres. We're going to expand our footprint. Like there's got to be a big chunk of land that's clearly coveted by people.
It used to be a massive movie theater.
Okay.
With a big parking lot.
Oh, that's not there anymore?
No. They tore that down for Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's where the Tech campus is?
And the Potomac Yard Metro.
I would argue that that's a step backwards. Like, who doesn't love big, giant movie theaters with tons of ample parking?
Right.
I mean, you're going to just throw up a Virginia Tech
state-of-the-art
satellite campus? I know I'm being ignorant. I understand. It's
Virginia Tech's got
education.
Money. They got money.
I understand they have deep pockets.
If Ted was so dead set on, I guess, getting all of this land and kind of building an empire type thing, this huge entertainment space on acreage, I still maintain, poke your head around to Maryland. I mean, like, it doesn't have to be Columbia, but did he just not want to be in Maryland?
I don't know. Maybe he saw political blockades there too.
It would be easier politically in Virginia than it would be in Maryland. Is that his mindset?
I think maybe. That's probably what he thought.
Because it was unbelievably difficult.
Yeah.
In Virginia,
now he has to deal with Wes Moore, and you know if what's the woman's name that who was down in Newport News that voted against it?
Lucas.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know if Wes Moore would approve of it. I don't know what kind of votes you would have to get from him.
And also, maybe
I think it would probably be just as hard.
Maybe he was also just tired. Like he was tired of what he went through with Virginia. He got money from the district that he liked.
And maybe
it is possible that he had discussions, but we're just not privy to it.
Right.
That's true. That's totally possible. He probably felt like he wanted to be as close to the city as possible. And Potomac Yard is obviously very close to the city.
I guess the only other location would be a National Harbor location.
Right.
That has so much red tape around it.
Right.
Here's what probably happened.
he saw that $500 million deal on the table and didn't want it to go away. Right. And so this weekend, after the attorney general comes out and says, Ted's not leaving.
Yeah.
This is my dumb thing. Ted picked up the phone, called the mayor, and said, hey, is that is that offer still on the table?
Yeah, it's like a coupon that you have in your wallet.
Can I
like,
come?
Does this thing still work? Let's check the date on this thing.
When does that expire? Let me see if we can work something out here. And he gets an extra $15 million out of it
because he
got up to $515 and the extra space, which I think some people are thinking that maybe that's where the practice facility is going to go. Then maybe they'll tear down the theater, the Regal Theater inside there, or the restaurants possibly.
Oh, okay.
That might be where the practice facility goes. Not quite sure, but.
Say bye-bye to Bar Louie. That's not there. Like, is Bar Louie still there?
There's some bar there.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
It was a 105-day game of chicken.
Basically, that's what happened.
I thought it was interesting that Ted did say he had a very difficult conversation with Bowser and Phil Mendelson,
right,
who's the DC council chairman.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I had a very difficult conversation with them.
When was the difficult conversation?
I'm sure he had many.
Okay,
but
right.
he didn't specify.
Yeah,
but you know why?
He goes,
difficult?
We can be friends. He says, let's take the high road. Okay. So I'm sure there was a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, there definitely was.
It was difficult because it's hard to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, nobody wants to do it.
It's hard to say you won, I lost.
Right. It's hard to go back to the people that you basically jilted, and you're having an affair with Northern Virginia, and then you have to go back to the steady, and basically ask for forgiveness.
Ted just backed the wrong horse.
Right.
Like he thought everything was gonna come through in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and then he just had to go back with his hat in his hand.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But isn't this what people wanted, though?
I think most.
It seems like this is what they wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know if we plan on taking calls today on this, but I mean,
well, it's every Thursday.
Every time we took calls, the majority of them, I felt like the majority of the fans wanted him to stay in D.C.
Right.
That's what the vibe I got.
Yep. You're welcome to call us throughout the show on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. That is the MGM National Harbor listener line. You're welcome to chime in on that. Also on Jaden Daniels Pro Day, we'll get deeper into the Nats. They're taking on the Reds opening day in Cincinnati.
Caps have a big one tonight.
Caps got a big one tonight. Sweet 16. There's a lot to get to. We'll get into the Junk Sports page when we come back right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.